Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program, Saturday edition. You dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And before we continue taking your phone calls about absolutely anything, I do want to take a moment to welcome our brand newest affiliates. We've gotten, first of all, our first affiliate in Illinois, Paris, Illinois. Welcome to WPRS, 1440 AM. And then also welcome to the hugely successful and popular WFLA FM in Tallahassee. So I don't know how many of the Tampa Bay WFLA listeners know this, but there is actually another WFLA
out there. When it comes to giving call letters, there can be a WFLA AM, FM,
and TV,
because right. There's a Channel 8 WFLA in Tampa.
That's true.
It used to all be owned by the same guy, and that's how they did it.
So we can't probably get on the TV station, but as far as WFLAs on the radio, we've got them both now. So welcome to our Tallahassee listeners. And actually, we're back on now in Tallahassee, because we used to be on the other FM talk station, which is now Kaputz. And we have made the transfer to the most popular station in town, as far as news talk is concerned. It's way up there in the ratings. So welcome to the Tallahassee audience on WFLA FM. I believe it's 100.7. Yes, 100.7. So, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your calls. Johnson is in Connecticut on the AMP line. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, guys. So I know last hour you were discussing a little bit about regular callers and saying that it made the show seem small. I don't think that should be true at all. You guys have some dedicated callers, and actually that's why I'm calling, because I made the mistake of trying to call at the end of the show last night, and there's a long hold time for Free Talk Live. I mean, you gotta be a dedicated caller to get on the air at all. So
it's true.
I think that should be something that's noted, that I think Free Talk Live has very dedicated people who want to talk to you regularly.
It didn't used to be that way.
Free Talk Live breaks the rules of talk radio regularly. I mean, they say that you're not supposed to keep somebody on the air more than 2 minutes, and I think that it's nonsense. If you've got somebody that's entertaining, then I think that they should be milked for all they're worth, personally.
Yeah. I do miss, though, some of our actual, the fake callers, the ones that were intentionally fake, Mafia Frank or whatever his name was.
You're talking about back in the day. We haven't heard from those guys.
Way back days. I like the ones who were intentionally, trying to run a bit.
All right.
But who knows if that's
enough nostalgia.
Anyway.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So three points, actually. Two kind of got covered last night. I just wanted to mention about, I had brought up about strippers and how the prostitution business would work in a free society. And, Mark had mentioned it, and Ian, you sort of backed away from the issue. And I wanted to just sort of comment on, being able to, how to handle, a libertarian argument honestly. In other words, you backed away from it because obviously...
Well, what he had said was that there would be prostitutes walking through the streets flashing people, basically, is what
it was. And he made it seem like that would be every street corner, but I said that it certainly could happen.
Right, at least the impression that I got is that part of the reason why you were backing away from that very aggressively and fast is because obviously that's something that most people don't want to see ever. But in reality...
Which is why it wouldn't be very likely.
What?
Which is why it would not be very likely. And I did acknowledge that Mark was right. It is a possibility, but it would require for the street owner to be okay with it, and for the business owners that they might be parading in front of to be okay with that as well. And there's certainly a very real possibility that in some sort of red light district, something like that could absolutely exist.
Right. And I just think that on some level, there also needs to be, at some point, a talking about saying, well, what's wrong with that,
I have nothing against it. It just doesn't seem very realistic knowing the society that we currently live in today.
Right. Well, that sort of brings me to the second point that I wanted to talk about, I've got two that are sort of related, which
right.
is one, you switch to talking about group ownership of things. And I think that I think anarcho-syndicalists kind of, well, I don't agree with their whole viewpoint, obviously, because they, advocate force on many things.
They're communists.
I think that they have a lot of insight into how community ownership of things could happen, like where
like
you have these voluntary, like just community ownership of businesses, of property, of everything. I mean, essentially, because these people are sort of like,
it's possible.
Like libertarian commies. It's bizarre.
Yeah, you know, it's similar. Yeah, I mean, all of that is possible. Wasn't there some restaurant over in Brattleboro, Vermont, Mark, that was communally owned? And
I don't know that it was communally owned, but the profits were taken communally.
It's communally run. So there are some economic models for that. How well they all work out, I don't really know. I haven't done a study on that. And
I guess the reason why I bring it up is I just think that more anarcho-capitalists should, I guess, investigate and sort of like look at how the other side is sort of investigating and how they're talking about things. Even though I think their overall outlook is wrong, I do think that they have some insight because they are still calling themselves anarchists. And so they're, even though they have this sort of like, you know, totally unionized everything view and want to make sure that workers and they have all their focus on workers, that they have some really interesting viewpoints on how.
Tell you what, Johnson, you dig into that, find out what's so interesting about it, and let us know.
I will definitely do that.
Third point, quickly, we got to move on.
Yeah, the third point, really quickly, is I Mark and you disagreeing over this has gotten me sort of onto Mark's side a little bit about the word libertarian, which I never thought I would want to take that word back. I now do.
Why? How are you going to take it back?
Well, no, I think that liberty lovers in general should try and take this word back because it's almost like the same thing as fighting for freedom.
Well, what should they? What should it mean? What in your mind should libertarian mean?
I think it should go back to the pledge of libertarianism. I will not agree. You know, I will not use force for.
How do you plan on taking it back when you have people like Mark and Glenn Beck and
how do I get putting John Stossel out there?
I think the problem is that you don't try to take it back. You're just going to have the same thing happen to you over and over and over again.
I don't know. You think Glenn Beck's going to be calling himself a voluntarist in the next anytime soon, or that he can get away with that?
If the movement gets popular enough, that's the whole problem. Is that as soon as you get big enough, if you let these people take it away. And then the other problem with that is that with the word libertarian, you're already halfway there. So if we fight, if we didn't give up, I mean, that's the real problem is that people have just given up.
I still give up.
That is sort of an issue in and of itself.
I'll let you fight out on the front lines of that one. You can have that fight, man. I'm not interested in it. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I'm giving up. Please, Mark. Please, if I claim to be a libertarian, please stop me.
Well, it's one thing to claim to be a libertarian. It's another thing to use libertarian to describe people that believe in liberty.
I want to stay away from that word. And I'm not with Johnson at all on this. I do not believe it's worth saving. And I don't see how voluntarists can be co-opted. But I suppose he's right. It could happen. So let's continue with your calls. And Marty is listening to WFLA in Florida. I'm not sure which one, though. Marty, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. First time I've ever heard your show.
Welcome, sir.
Say, I find your viewpoints, especially on the nature of military aggression, totally astounding. I mean, just completely more tweaked and warped than anything I think I've ever heard.
So what is warped about advocating that that you should not have or that you should not aggress against one's neighbors?
It's unnatural.
So it's unnatural to be peaceful?
So are you telling me that I would be then justified in going and killing your mom because it's natural?
What I'm saying is it's the nature of existence. The nature of
war is the nature of existence?
Well, let's look at existence and define its nature. How has it been defined since the beginning of history?
Cannibalism has been happening since the beginning of history, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it has.
And but it's not happening now, for the most part.
How do you stop cannibalism?
You kill the cannibals, man.
Well, yes,
when they're trying to eat you.
How else do you do it?
I don't know. Give them other things to eat?
You know what? You guys don't have any answers, and that's what the problem is.
We don't have answers. What's the question? The answer is liberty. What's the question?
I just gave you a question. How do you stop the cannibals? How do you stop someone from cannibalizing your family?
I thought you were
going to
tell me. Wait a minute. Where is the problem with cannibals? If a cannibal is attacking you, you defend yourself. That's how you stop the cannibal. We'll bring you back, Marty, if you want to ask another question. I know you don't think we have answers. The answer is liberty, whatever the question is. The answer is non-aggression. The answer is peace. The answer is loving your neighbor instead of attacking them. I disagree that warfare has to be the natural state of the world. In fact, if you observe, it is not the natural state. Peace is.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
On your feet!
I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the U.S. military, reserves, or National Guard, you have special rights and privileges earned through your service to your country, including special VA loan programs not available to the general public. You could purchase a new home with no down payment, or refi your home up to 100% of your home's equity. You've earned these benefits through your dedication and service. iFreedom Direct, a direct VA lender, can help you discover whether you and your property qualify. Get the details at varadio.com. That's varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com. VARadio.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231. It's a Saturday edition of the program. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you want liberty in your lifetime, you don't want to miss the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening this June 25th through the 28th, so in a couple weeks in Lancaster, New Hampshire. We'll be broadcasting live, and hundreds of liberty-loving people will be gathered there for a weekend of freedom and fun. Register today at porkfest.com. That's pork with a C, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, porkfest.com. As we continue here, I would have gone back to old Marty there in Florida, but he dropped off the line after accusing us of not having any answers. And what else did he have?
Not having any answers for cannibalism, which isn't really a pressing problem today in America.
No.
I'm sorry. Maybe my answer on cannibalism wasn't good enough for him, but I feel like I've got all the answers I need for cannibalism in America.
Yeah. and to suggest that, now I understand where he's coming from in saying that warfare is man's natural state, because there has been a lot of conflict over
absolutely.
The years.
Absolutely. Stealing is man's natural state. All kinds of crime is a man's natural state, because if you look at how animals deal with each other, they don't have things like cannibalism and crime and those kind of things. They're just taking and eating.
But the natural order of things today, right now, is mostly peace. I mean, around
in history, it's been mostly peace. If you look throughout history, the reason that dates and stuff are notable is because wars went on there. That means that the dates surrounding those, there weren't.
Right. All around us today, we have peace for the most part. And it's not because there are cops somewhere out there who might decide to come if you pick up a phone and call them. It's because it's in all of our best interests to be peaceful toward one another. It's, as you said, Mark, well, what if I want, he was saying that, I forget what you were responding to what he said, but you said that, well, what if I just go and kill your mother?
Right. He said that basically the war and violence were the natural state. And, you know, I mean, I don't think I said I, but, you know, as far as people killing, it's, remember, in wars, people's minds. Moms die.
Yeah.
And here in America, just like they did in the Roman Republic, we don't have to see war. That's why we don't mind it so much. Nobody wants peace like a soldier wants peace, because they've seen pieces of people's head blown all over a battlefield.
And they might like to come home to their family after it's all said and done.
Right. That's why they have things like shell shock, the ideas of shell shock. These people that want war, the vast majority of them have never seen a blown apart body. Mm. Read War's a Racket by two-time Medal of Honor winner Smedley Butler, the Marine Corps general. He'll show you bodies decomposing on the battlefield in World War I. Then you'll have a good idea how this affects people's families.
Yeah. So peace is the natural way of things, because if we aren't peaceful with one another, then we'll all end up perishing. But we are peaceful because it's in our best interest. 800-259-9231. And that's why we need to go in a direction of more peace, not more war rattling or saber rattling and warmongering around the world. Let's continue with your calls. Jack is listening to WFLA in Florida. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Jack?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
What's going on?
Thanks for the airtime.
Welcome,
with the recent events at the National Holocaust Museum, I've had to listen to media pundits, people from the Holocaust Museum and others, talking about the Holocaust in general, and they will interchangeably use Holocaust denier and hater, as if somehow if you don't believe in the Holocaust, somehow you're a hater, you hate people. I don't believe in the Holocaust personally, and I don't hate anyone.
Why is that? Why don't you believe the Holocaust occurred? I mean, there's a lot of photographs,
because I can
aren't
do
there?
Simple math. There were 47 of these so-called ovens in all of the camps, and I have a problem with that term ovens in the first place, because these were standard-issue crematoria built by Knopf and Company of Germany. They had no modifications made to them. They were capable of burning up 3 bodies per day. Now, if you do the math, and incidentally, there were 14 of them at Auschwitz, which was the largest camp that had the most of these crematoria. That number of crematoria was directly related to how many people were in the camp. You have people who die from heart attacks, strokes, and so on, and you have to do something with those bodies. So they had these crematoria to take care of the bodies. My parents were both burned up in ovens. They were cremated here locally.
So what part of the Holocaust are you denying happened?
Well, let me get to that. There was 47 of these so-called ovens total. They were capable of burning 3 bodies per day. Now, do the math. That's 141 per day. That's 50,196 per year. That means it would take 119 years to burn up 6 million Jews. They'd still
be burning
Jews
today. Burnt up, though.
Before you go on, there are people out there, and I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I have not studied the Holocaust in depth, and I'm sure that there are people that have, and I don't hear too many of them coming out with this position, so that kind of it concerns me with your position. But the people that have the numbers tattooed on them, they don't seem to be denying that, millions of Jews died.
Well, anyone can get a tattoo. Yehuda Bauer of Israel University, who's one of the leading experts on the Holocaust, by anyone's reckoning, he said that 6 million figure isn't right. He said it's closer to 1 million. Well, I don't even believe in the 1 million, because even at that, at 50,000 per year, burning it up, three per day in each of those 47 ovens, there's no way that they could have
done it. Where did you get the three per day number from? Where does that come from? And we're taking your word on it, but where did it come from?
Where did what come from?
The three per day number, that the ovens burn that many people per day.
Well, that's how much you can burn up in a crematory.
How did you get that information?
It's about right.
It takes eight hours, no matter what the crematory is, whether it's in Germany or in the America.
Right. I've seen a retort, and a friend of mine had one. And
are they saying, though, that it was 6 million people that were burned, or that 6 million people perished? Because it might be a lot easier for people to die of, like you mentioned, starvation and things like that while being held in a death camp.
When you see the pictures in the movies of that period of time, and you see the bodies being bulldozed into trenches, you'll notice that the bodies are emaciated. And the reason for that is the supply lines in Germany were disrupted. They weren't able to feed the people in the camps. The people in Germany were starving. And because they had run out of Zyklon B, again, because the supply lines had been disrupted, they weren't able to disinfect the clothing and the bedding, and the lice just multiplied, like lice do.
So you believe that there aren't even a million people that died from all causes or just from burning?
Oh, absolutely not. What I'm saying is that the majority of the Jews who died in those camps are the ones that you see stacked up in those movies and being bulldozed into trenches. They died of typhus. You have malnutrition and you have lice. You're going to have typhus.
But how many do you think died total? I mean, from all causes during that time period?
I wasn't there. All I know is, like I said, I can do simple math. And I do know for sure there was 47 of these so-called ovens.
So you're only really disputing the burning numbers. You're only really disputing
that. Because that's what you hear.
But it's not like you're – when you say you don't believe the Holocaust happened, it's not like you're saying that there weren't people that were kept in death camps, starving to death, being tortured and beaten and obviously separated from their loved ones and all the horrific things that went on. Of course, we're not even talking about the camps that Japanese people were put in this country.
But
so you're not denying that any of that happened. You're just saying that some of the numbers are off in your opinion.
Well, absolutely, there were camps, but I, again, the death camps thing I have a real problem with, because Auschwitz had a swimming pool complete with a diving board, starting blocks.
Oh, I'm sure it was an absolute blast.
And I'm sure all the Jews got to go in it.
Thanks for the call.
As though you'd want to go into a prison swimming pool.
Wow. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. See, I thought Holocaust deniers were people that just denied it even happened at all.
They have little swimming trunks for the Jews with a little Star of David so they can be marked on the
field. Oh, geez.
Great.
More on the way. You bring up what you want.
Weird.
This is Free Talk Live.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today. We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water.
Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live, your show, you bring up anything, Saturday edition, toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a chat room. You can go to chat.freetalklive.com to enter. Although, honestly, we've had some internet issues revolving around our server today, so if it's not working as you expect it to work, apologies. But most of the time it works, like 99% of the time. It just seems like the 1% happen more often on Saturdays than not. I don't know.
Couldn't tell you.
Chat.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Listen on your computer, too. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That slash FTL is important. That's what gets you the free one. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
As we continue taking your phone calls about what you want, let's go to Dan, listening to WXNT in Indianapolis. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How are you guys doing today?
It's great, sir. Dan. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, for the most part, I usually disagree with you, but one of the points that every time I listen, I always try to stress to my kids that, you know, you should listen to all points of view. And I think in the world that we're living in right now, especially, more than ever, people just need to be informed. They need to read the newspapers. They need to read the online, you know, news lines and, you know, read the Constitution. You know, be informed, because the solutions to the problems that we're having right now, they're not going to come from the White House. They're going to come from your house and my house and everybody up and down the streets and in the neighborhoods. And, if people would just be informed and not just listen to what you know, one or two people tell them, I think we'd all be a lot better off, and at least we could converse in a civil tone.
I generally agree with your sentiments there, and I think that there's no better time than now to be informed, where you don't have to count on the newspapers, as you mentioned. In fact, fewer and fewer people. Did I get that right, Mark? Fewer?
Yes.
All right. In fact, fewer and fewer are counting on newspapers. In fact, isn't the New York Times putting the Boston Globe up for auction or something like that? So they want to get it off their hands. But there is no better time to get information because there are so many different sources these days. You aren't restricted to a handful of network television channels anymore. You're not restricted to a handful of radio stations. You're not restricted to the newspaper, or two if you're lucky. You can go anywhere online and get all of that information at your leisure, and you can get it from a variety of sources, and I think you're absolutely right. There's no better time than now to be informed. But most people, you know, they're not interested in that. They just want to, you know, just live their lives and keep their eyes closed to what's going on around them.
Thomas Jefferson said you wouldn't have freedom unless you had an informed public, and I think we haven't had one all along. And I just don't believe in the public's ability, or desire, I guess, to be informed. And it's one of the reasons I'm not a big fan of democracy as a way of electing leaders.
Well, you know, if we would have had more people informed, you wouldn't have had the situation in Germany. You wouldn't have had a lot of the situations that have affected the world, you know, all around. If people took an active role in their government, and years ago, when our founding fathers, you know, created this, going to Congress and serving your time, it was a something that they didn't want to do, but it was their duty to do it. And they went off and they shut down the family business or they shut down the family farm and they went off to Washington and they served their stint. And then they came back and they started the farm up. But now we got lifetime politicians. Every one of them's a lawyer. It's ridiculous.
For the most part, you're right. I agree. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Though I disagree with the part about getting involved in Washington. I think we need to secede instead. It'd be a whole hell of a lot easier to affect a successful secession movement than to actually try to win enough elections to somehow take over the power structure in Washington, D.C.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, the guy that agrees with me the most in Washington, D.C. is named Ron Paul. He's been a representative for, I think, 10 years. Many terms. And has he really gotten anything done? Not much. It looks like his audit, the Fed bill, is going to go through now.
That'll show him.
Yeah. It's not the most powerful bill he's put through. He had a bill also this year to shut the Fed down. And most people are willing to audit it. And I don't think much is going to come of that. But I am glad that the bill managed to go through, or it looks like it's going to go through.
Let's continue with your calls and talk to Marty is back. We did invite him to hang through, and he dropped during one of the breaks. Normally it's one call per night, but Marty, we're going to bend the rules here a bit. You're back on Free Talk Live. You were the guy that accused us of not having any answers, so go ahead and pick up the ball where you were.
Okay, well, first off, I just want to make clear, I had no intention of hanging up on you. I guess I'm not familiar with the format of how this works, and you guys went dead. You said something like, oh, when you get it together, and then it kind of went dead. I guess it was going to commercial. In any case, I thought you guys hung up on me, so mistake. Sorry
about
that.
There you are. Go ahead.
Well, no, all I'm saying is if you don't have the ability to basically whoever has the biggest stick rules.
Might make you right, huh?
It doesn't necessarily make right, but it definitely puts you in control.
It does. Neither one of us is going to dispute that with you.
Right. And we should be, I think, thankful that for once, or one of the very, very few times in history, the people that have come to power, in large part, in the world, is the United States of America, where you're able to have your show and talk down the government and talk everything
else
down.
You think that we should be thankful that the U.S. government is going around bombing people and setting up military bases in over 130 countries around the world? That we should be thankful for? That's putting us in greater danger than anything else.
I've heard that again and again by the liberal media, that we're less safe now than we were before 9/11. However, there is an ongoing ratcheting up of Al-Qaeda and Islamic terrorism that has increased on our soil, increasingly in our assets abroad.
Wait a minute. Where is the liberal media criticizing Obama for going and doing the same thing that George Bush did? Where's your liberal media? They're right behind him and going and killing people in Afghanistan, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. You're absolutely right.
Doesn't that get you all excited?
Well, no, what I get excited about is people that think that they wouldn't be overrun and reamed up the rear.
By whom?
If they just sat around and did...
Who's going to overrun us?
In just a second.
North Korea. Let's stop.
North Korea?
Marty, what is North Korea going to do to you in Florida?
China, North Korea.
What is China going to do to you in Florida?
What is China going to do?
Yes.
If we had no military, they would come and take what we have.
Wait, Marty.
Why haven't they overrun? They have overrun and expanded consistently over the last 200-300 years.
What?
And the only reason they've been held back in their borders from taking over Taiwan is because we're allied with Taiwan.
Marty.
The only reason Russia is not now impressing
we'd be speaking
Marty,
Chinese,
Marty. Stop for a second. You made your point on expansionism. Marty, you've made your point on expansionism. I gotcha. How is China going to expand over here, and why would China go after its biggest customer?
If we have no military backbone, if we have no military ability to address military threats, we will be overrun.
By whom?
How?
By whom? Canada from the north?
No, he said China.
No, not today. Not today.
China's going to do it,
but Canada will rise up and they'll take us over, brother. I mean, do you realize the level of fear that you must live in?
You're paranoid.
You really are. You're total idiots.
No,
I'm not. You look at history, the one you are. I'm sorry.
You're paranoid.
History.
Okay, let's forget the name calling because I'm not calling you an idiot.
Who has been in charge?
I call him paranoid.
Who has been in charge? Who has been in charge? The one with the most power. Be fortunate and thankful that the one with the most power in the world today is allowing you to have your little radio show.
Is forcibly extracting wealth from all of us.
There are very few other places.
All hail the U.S. government for letting us speak into our microphones.
There are more free people in the world today than there have ever been at any other point in time, and that is because
we have militarily.
Stop it, Ian, for God's sakes.
Our agenda.
Marty, how are you going to fight a land war in the United States?
That's a moot point. It's completely
how are you going to take over the United States? You can't take over a country. Marty, you don't even know a damn thing about war. You can't take over a country without boots on the ground. How are you going to fight a land war in a country where there's more guns than there are people?
Do they have airplanes? Do they fly here?
You don't put boots on the ground with airplanes, Marty.
Hey, Marty, I'll hang on to you again here, man. Okay, now listen, here's how it works. We push the hold button, and then you go on hold, because I know he said he didn't know how this works. And then you wait patiently, and we'll bring you back. 1-800-259-9231, because I would like him to explain how it is that China could possibly take over the United States.
Get on the ground, mother... You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash, and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time. I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. Marty is still with us, waiting patiently, listening to WFLA in Florida. Marty, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you hopefully will explain to us how it would be that in the absence of a U.S. military going around the world and blowing things up and killing folks, that the Chinese people would come invade and take over the country. Did I understand you correctly?
Well, not exactly. Sort of, but...
Please clarify.
Well, somebody needs to clarify, because your line is so completely vague, going around the world killing people. Well, yes. Are there more important cogent details that would that could be attached to?
No, because there's no excuse for going around the world and killing people, Marty.
Marty.
Right. That's great. So we should not have fought the British. You said earlier
no peaceful society
can come from...
Okay. I see where you're coming from on that, but if the British people are killing you, killing you, Marty, then you certainly have the right to defend yourself. And the British people
weren't. It wasn't a massive killing fields over here. It was really taxation.
Right. And
primary.
Now, Marty, let me explain liberty to you real quick.
So should
Marty,
we not have overthrown them?
Let me explain liberty to you real quick. You have the right to liberty. At life and your property, and
indeed,
you know, to pursue your happiness.
Changing the subject.
As no, I am not.
Earlier,
I'm explaining liberty to you, Marty. Now, give me just a second, if you would, please, sir.
This doesn't answer my question.
Yes, it does. I am not going off on a tangent. Let me bring it back around here, if I could. Liberty is what you can do in the moment. Property is what you have done with your life in the past, and life is the ability to do something in the future.
It's not
liberty
tangible.
What's that?
Where do your definitions and your thoughts come from? Property is none such thing.
Property is what I have done
asset.
With the stuff that I have earned while I have, you know, lived my life.
No, that's an action.
What
you've done with something is an action. That's not what property is.
I have bought the property, Marty. You see, I earned the money in the past so that I could buy the property today. Does that make sense to you? What I have done with my life up to this point has resulted in the crap that I have.
Makes sense to me. Go
on,
Marty.
I'm sorry you purchased crap, but that's fine.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, Marty. So when someone comes along and takes my crap without asking me, that person has taken what I have earned with my life. Do you understand how my that's kind of like taking a piece of my life?
Well, yeah, it could be.
Okay.
So the British would argue it both ways.
The British were taking.
I don't believe would argue it that way, and you quoted him earlier.
Who's that?
But in any case, it will go along for the ride. Let's go.
The British were taking pieces of American lives without asking them. And without letting them represent themselves.
So they have the right to defend themselves in that particular case. So let's get back to the original question of how it would be that the Chinese,
themselves?
That you've brilliantly deflected for now several minutes, how would the Chinese take over
anything.
The United States? Go, Marty.
Okay, fly, drop troops on the ground, and take over. If we're unwilling to, unwilling to fight and we're unwilling to maintain our military at the peak level, which is where they are, or above, we will fall.
We spend more than five times.
And many others have
fallen. We spend more than five times what any other country does in the world on our military.
And the world benefits from our military
yes.
spending.
Yes. Why should the world benefit from my tax dollars? Why should I be
the
taxed?
The way it is.
That's the way it is. Because somebody like you says it.
Because
you want to steal people's money in order to protect the world.
Thanks, Marty, for the call. Thank you. Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I agree with him that the United States Empire is a lot better than the Roman Empire, where they would go into foreign lands and take the people that they beat in as slaves and things like that. Certainly, when you're talking about empires, the United States is probably a better one.
Tell that to the dead, to the families of the dead people around the world.
Right.
By
better, I mean fewer people enslaved and fewer people killed, but it's still a bunch of dead people.
Yeah. Some consolation.
And let's not forget that I'm obligated to pay for it all, so that makes me a slave to the system.
So his answer to how the U.S. could be taken over by China was they're going to fly in troops.
You can't.
Like
there's
Red
no
Dawn.
Way you could fly in enough troops to
like,
do this.
You ever
I mean,
seen
can you
Red
imagine
Dawn?
The amount of planes that it would take to drop enough soldiers to
that's
take
what
over?
Happened at Red Dawn, Mark. I mean, maybe he saw Red Dawn. Did you ever see that in the 80s?
I've seen parts of it.
Right. The beginning of the movie is such a shocking scene where they're in the classroom and the dudes are landing out in the field with their parachutes. And it's of course, it's the Soviets. It wasn't the Chinese in that particular case.
They're still commies.
So then they shoot the teacher and the kids run off into the woods and they start doing guerrilla warfare and killing the communists.
You might very well be able to stage some kind of blitzkrieg and shoot a bunch of Americans. However, that's when everything changes. I mean,
that's when the Americans arm up with the
yep.
guns that they have in very large supply and
more
defend
more
themselves.
More guns in America than Americans.
Nobody ever said, Marty, that we wouldn't defend ourselves if attacked by some foreigners. But that's so unlikely because they know that we've got guns. And plus, there's the economic factor. Look, how much sense would it make for the Chinese people to all of a sudden attack their number one customer? I mean, Marty, if you look at the phone you just called on, there's a good chance it was made in China. If you look at some of the products that you have in your home, there's a good chance a number of them were made in China.
If you bought it at Walmart,
this.
It sure was.
Right. You know that this is the case. So if the Chinese people were to come over here and invade this country and blow crap up and destroy the way of life in America with bombs and guns and just killing and destruction, then nobody's going to be able to afford to buy things from Chinese people anymore, and you can better believe that Americans will start checking labels at that point. So you're going to destroy the very economy that is helping boost up the Chinese workers. Why would they do that?
Evil people that will take over the world if we aren't doing it. Don't you understand?
They just want to make trinkets
love
for
America,
you.
You hate America. Love America's military. You're
no.
a damn evil person.
They
want to
make wonderful knockoffs for you. They want to make, the knockoffs and the cheap electronics and the t-shirts and all kinds of things. They just want to sell those products to you. They don't want to kill their best customer. Why don't people understand this?
There probably are some people in China, and they likely they are in the leadership that want to take over some countries and probably probably one of the first countries would be Taiwan. I completely concur with that.
It'd be like Walmart invading trailer parks and killing all the residents. I mean, what would the point of that be?
Well, that's if China attacks this. I'm making the point that, yeah, certainly some nations will expand in the absence of the United States taking up the space that is the empire today. And certainly there have been many empires throughout the ages. But I think that we can probably exist and show the rest of the world, look, you can be wealthy and happy without taking over the world.
Without hegemony, yes. Let's continue with your call. Steve in Montana, listening to KGEZ, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Yes.
You are on the air. Steve,
I'm here.
Yes, sir.
Do it. I'm going to tell you that the Marty kind of misses the point. He really wants to defend our land. What are we doing all over the world, including 50, 60,000 people in North Korea or South Korea, whatever it is, and
Germany.
Iraq and so on.
Yep.
Now
and 130 something countries.
Maybe Turkey.
You Iran, name a country, it's like there's a military.
Get a nuclear weapon that'll do them how much good? When Israel has like 400 of them.
At this point, nuclear weapons are almost passe. I mean, how many? 50, 60?
Well, there's other
have
ways,
them?
And they got the biological one down to science for the last 30 years, so they won't have to fire a shot. All the Chinese want to do is protect their interests. They have somewhere between $1.5 and $2 trillion of U.S. bonds that they've owned now. And they're kind of getting worried that the U.S. government just gives the money away, but they don't ever see any of it.
Yeah,
how secure is our investment? So what are they going to do with General Motors? Break it up, send it to Brazil, Mexico, and China.
Yep. And, you know, China, at this point, China wouldn't attack the United States simply because they own most of it.
Yeah, exactly. It's
well,
just
they just want more. They're trying to protect their interests. But really need us.
Yep.
We need them for about everything. You know what Costco stands for, the Costco stores?
No, I know
what.
Well, it stands for Chinese Overseas Transport County.
Cool. Thanks for
the
call.
That's why they have their own containers, because they have their own boats. So they built their own stores to sell us their own stuff.
Good for them. I thank them for that. Thank you, sir, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Wherever I can get a product for the right price, I don't care where it comes from.
These same politicians, which are sending the soldiers overseas and deciding where they're going to fight and with whom they're going to fight, are the ones that have basically given the country over in the form of the monetary system and treasury bonds and that kind of thing to China.
Yeah.
These are the people that run the war. Even if war's a good idea, even if taking over the world's a good idea, giving it to the politicians in Washington, D.C., to implement is a bad idea.
More on the way. Hour 3 coming up. Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.